This morning, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo set herself the challenge of multitasking. Multitasking with the Mexican Finca Muxbal, two aeropresses, one the inverted method and one the normal method, just to see side by side immediately the difference in the cup and on the palate. So it was very interesting, and I really had to multitask at speed here. Ground my coffees first, 15 grams for each, set up my two aeropresses side by side, got two timers, got my water into my how you're pouring kettle, enough for both aeropresses, and on I went. Now, the first normal method, the one that I apply, is just to let it pre-infuse for 35 seconds and then add the rest and just let it sit there. And with the inverted method, obviously putting everything in, not letting it so much infuse, pre-infuse first with just a little bit of water, but filling it up all the way to the top and stirring it. Now, that is the major difference, is the stirring, and also not to pre-infuse. But again, this doesn't mean that when you do the inverted method, you can't pre-infuse a little bit before you add the rest of the water. But that's what I've done. Both of them were brewing for 2 minutes and 2 minutes only. After that, pushing the plunger down very gently. Now, when you do the inverted method, you've got to be quite skilled when you turn your aeropress around. And what I do, I actually extract into a milk pitcher, one that's obviously big enough on the top so that you can fit the aeropress very nicely onto it. So I extract both into a milk pitcher, 350ml milk pitcher. And what I do with the inverted method, so that you don't spill anything, I just rest the milk pitcher on top of the aeropress and then turn everything around at the same time. And that for me works a treat. And then you can just gently push down. Now, very interesting, already engaging all my senses, smell again, eyes again, and the palate will come in a minute as well, is that when I poured from my two pitchers into my double-walled glasses, which I love for filter coffees, I could already see a slight, ever so slight difference in color from the normal method to the inverted method. The inverted method just a bit darker, but really just a tiny bit, not as cloudy, if that makes sense. And if you can imagine something that's kind of a bit cloudy and something that's kind of stronger in color. So now putting my lips to it will just be the acid test, or not so acid, hopefully. Well, it's just lovely and light. I'm using the normal method now, the one where I pre-infuse for 35 seconds and then no stirring at all. Total immersion, of course, of the grinds, which is something that's always good, because then again, you know that all your grinds are going to have the same amount of extraction, which is desirable, of course, so you don't have over-extraction and under-extraction in the same cup. Let me take another sip. So it's got this lovely fruity touch to it. It's almost kind of nectarine like. It's quite lovely, I must say. And now the mouthfeel itself, quite light, very, very, very nice. Now to the inverted method. My God, still the same kind of lovely fruity notes coming through. I can't see much difference in that. The difference that I can feel is just a little bit of a heavier mouthfeel, maybe at the stretch of the imagination, because are we actually splitting hairs here? I don't know. Maybe with the inverted method, I could have maybe stirred a little longer. I did 10 stirs. It was a lovely bloom rising on top. And even on the normal method, when I put the first amount in and then let it pre-infuse, all the bubbles kind of started to happen and bloom happened, which is so lovely to see, and a lovely smell coming off that as well. Now I've got to put my neck on the line, I suppose. and say, which one do I prefer? And I'm sitting out in the garden and I can see the sun just shining through both glasses. Now, I really would be pushed with my eyes alone to tell which was which method. Very, very difficult. I would say really that they taste very much the same. I can't, other than the mouthfeel, really detect any difference in the flavors and the notes. Maybe we should just experiment it a bit more. Maybe one could extract a little more out of it by maybe stirring a bit more. So both of them had 15 grams, same ground as well. So you can play around with your grind, with the water temperature, with the stirring or not stirring, with the infusion time. It's just about having fun and see which one you like best with a particular coffee. But that Mexican Finca Muxpal, roasted by Small Batch, is definitely a beautiful coffee in the AeroPress.